Yeah. Hey, can't nobody keep a secret to save their life. You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, can't nobody can keep their yap shut.
Well, actually, I would. You talking about the athletic director thing? Well, I'd say that you did a pretty good job.
No, no. If it's out now, somebody talked that shouldn't have talked because they wanted to be. That's what I thought. I told him about the paper.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy. See that?
I'm the lead.
I'm source.
I'm source. See, my name's Source right there. Sources say that's me saying right there because I'm an idiot.
I hear what Scott's saying. I mean, it's been, you know, more than a month since Bill Byrne retired. So, you know, at least as far as a bunch of names being, you know, every day in the news and all that kind of stuff, it's been pretty close to the best.
Okay, so the pile of poop doesn't stink as bad as it normally does. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Just because you know something, it doesn't mean you have to tell anybody.
Exactly.
I'm more thrilled over. I got to get the long sleeve shirts out. It's going to be 90 tomorrow.
Oh man!
I tell you, that's well. You think about that. When was the last time we started July, looking at a high temperature of about 90?
That's what I'm telling you, boys. Okay, I'm going to maintain right here. We got our hot stuff out of the way.
I think so.
It's going to moderate towards September. Right. Football season rolls around. We'll be in the low 90s.
Really?
Mark it.
Okay. Got it. 50% chance of showers tomorrow. And again, there's been some, you know, activity around. You can see in the afternoons, it looks like there's some people who are getting it. And if you have gotten a little splash of rain, good for you.
I was going to say, we were eating at a downtown eatatorium last night.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Foodatorium?
In a single syllable city in central Texas.
Yeah.
And
how'd that go for you?
Hearn. No.
An eatatorium in Hearn?
At the truck stop?
Yeah. Be nice.
Okay, sorry.
No, we were eating
at a Johnny Reb's?
At a downtown Bryan eatatorium.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were really in Hearn.
No, went through Hearn yesterday.
Okay.
But, no,
wait, excuse me. You'd stop in Hearn to eat why? Anyway, go ahead.
Now, I'm sure not going to go there because I see lots of cars in front of the restaurants right there on the main drag in Hearn.
I think they do fine.
So.
I'm sure they do.
So anyway.
Got a little sprinkle last night
in the restaurant
in downtown Bryan.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that they need a plumber.
No, where we ate last night's already had enough problems with unplanned remodeling and things like that.
Oh, okay. So. There you go. All right. So,
but I tell you what, I will say this: they were shamelessly. In fact, I sent Area Man a picture last night because they were shamelessly promoting themselves for BOB.
Oh. So, well, there you are.
Best of the brasses. For those of you who are a little light on the lingo.
There are some people who do that, that's for sure. So prosecutors in Alaska say that Kewan Bruce Gaddis.
Oh, we know all three names.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait. In what universe do you pair Kewan with Bruce or Bruce
know.
With Kewan?
I have no idea.
But go ahead.
Yeah. He'll serve 3 months in jail. For stealing $3,200 worth of jewelry from a friend. Police say that Jaywan took the items of jewelry to a jewelry shop so that they could melt them down and turn them into a dental grill.
I was going to say, I smell a tooth implant. Well, he heard that they gave the highest prices for gold.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
I want you to melt it down, and when you get finished, I want it to look like this, so I can take it to the dentist, and they can do that with it. Yeah. I guess that's to cover the toothuses he doesn't have. Would that be right?
Oh, no. It's just, it's just for looks.
It's style. It's style.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's the 29th of June, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or this weekend.
Today is, and these people must do a fine job of promotion because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we were talking about that we had Handshake Day mm-hmm. and whatever day and all that. Today is National Almond Butter Crunch Day.
Well, it sounds delicious.
Well, yeah. It does, but I mean, is that anything that you've started your week with at any time?
I know.
Or in this case, ended it?
Yeah, I'm going,
and they get a day?
Yeah, and they get a day. Wow. So,
and there's only 365.
Right.
What do you think?
Good on you.
Yeah.
They're having to share it with Waffle Iron Day, but ooh.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, now I've got a waffle iron. Matter of fact, I used it just 2 days ago.
Did you now?
Yeah.
I just had a horrible thought.
What?
Well, you know, we're worried about these judges being in town.
Yeah.
And what if... You know, we were worried about how their day might get started, and what if their day gets started poorly because, once again, the waffle iron at the Continental Breakfast doesn't quite pan out like it should, ironically enough, on National Waffle Iron Day, and all of a sudden, Frisco wins.
Yeah, like...
I'm more afraid of Murray, Kentucky, quite honestly.
Now, yeah, because they're mad at us because we got their basketball coach. Yeah. So.
I thought... that these folks were leaving.
Are they still here?
They are.
Well, I want to wish a top of the morning to them, if they're up and listening.
Yeah. Good morning, and
good
welcome
morning.
To College Station.
Good morning. You all are top drawer.
Yeah.
No? Well, no, wait. That's your pants in the top drawer.
Yeah. Top shelf. How about that?
Yeah, that's
good. Wait, now we just described
it as
liquor.
No, don't be doing that now. No, also today, this is something we still celebrate but may not in years to come. It's camera day.
Camera day.
Daddy, what's a camera?
What's that, Daddy?
Yeah, what does that do? All right, let's go.
All right, here we go. Birthdays today. Gary Busey turns 68 years old.
Been collecting bets for 20 years.
At least.
Indeed he has.
Well, ever since he cracked his coconut on the curb riding the motorcycle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Richard Lewis, the stand-up comic, and also was in a sitcom, right? He's 65.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I was going to say, makes frequent appearances on Curb
Your Enthusiasm. Yes, he does. He's 65 years old today. Melora Hardin, she was Jan Levinson on The Office.
She's from Houston, Texas.
Yeah, there you go. She's 45 years old. Fred Grandy, Gopher from Love Boat.
Congressman.
Later Iowa congressman.
Yeah.
Is 64 years old.
Did he get retirement there? You think he was he there a lot?
From Love Boat? Yeah, probably.
No, I mean, yeah.
Probably so.
From Pacific Princess Cruise Lines?
Uh-huh.
And Robert Evans is 82 years old, producer of Chinatown. And he the one that married both Linda Evans and Bo Derek?
I thought it was John Derek that did them.
Oh, is that right?
No, Robert Evans.
Evans. Okay.
And the movie is called Put the Kid in the Picture, and it is the story of his life, and he does not mention Linda Evans in the entire movie.
Is that right?
Can you imagine being married to Linda Evans and not even
sharing a last
that?
Name?
Yeah.
Tom's going to mention her in his autobiography, Just Cause.
Yeah.
There you go. Coming
Chapter
up.
Chapter 9, Linda Evans.
Yeah.
Hubba Hubba.
Elizabeth Dole, 76.
Oh, yeah.
Maria Conchita Alonso.
Really?
55.
One of the great names of our time.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh, and Amanda Donahoe is 50 years old. I just caught that one, too. Coming up tomorrow, he's having a pretty good week in Omaha in the swimming trials. Michael Phelps will be 27 years old tomorrow and headed for his fourth Olympics. How about that? Mike Tyson is 46 years old tomorrow.
Ear-biter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ear-biter. Yeah.
15 years ago yesterday.
Yeah, uh-huh, that's right.
How about that? Yeah. And let me see. Leonard Whiting starred with Olivia Hussey in Romeo and Juliet. He was Romeo. He'll be 62. Yeah.
Not nearly as well remembered.
Yeah, no.
We remember Juliet for any number of reasons.
Yeah. He'll be 62 years old tomorrow, and I guess that's all I got.
David Alan Greer, who's 57.
Oh, he's on Broadway right now in that Porgy and Bess.
Nancy Dassault is 76.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Sowell, you may read him in the newspaper. He's... he's one of them conservatives out there in California, you know, at Stanford. There ain't many of them. He's 82 years old. And also, happy birthday to the Corvette.
Oh, really?
First one rolled off the assembly line in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
$3,250. You'd want to know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Pamela Anderson will be 45 years old. Liv Tyler will be 35 years old. That's Stephen's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, an actress herself. Dan Aykroyd will be 60 years old on Sunday. And Carl Lewis turns 51.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hope he won't be singing happy birthday to
sorry
himself.
Sorry, didn't have that ready.
Yeah, there you go. Alan Ruck was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you remember, is 56 years old Sunday. Karen Black 73 years old. Jamie Farr. Corporal Klinger will be 78 years old on Sunday. Michelle Wright, the country singer, will be 51 years old. Deborah Harry, the singer with Blondie, will be 67 years old. And, my goodness, Gene Marsh from Upstairs Downstairs will be 78. Leslie Caron is still alive. She's 81 years old on Sunday. And, that's enough.
Andre Brower from Homicide and some other stuff. He's a pretty good actor. He's 50. Twyla Tharp, dancer lady, still alive at 71. Jean-Val Bujol is 70. And Wally Famous Amos, the cookie dude, he'd be 76 years old.
All right.
Pretty well taken care of it. Yeah. All right. 6:24 right now.